Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You may want to update your resume. This morning, we got a surprisingly high number of job gains, as in 339,000 jobs in May, blowing away the predictions. Now, let's look at the numbers and implications with Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, hello.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Surprising number. What kinds of hiring, Mike, are we seeing from this latest employer survey?
Yeah, Scott, it was pretty broad-based across all the major categories and good solid categories, too. Professional and business services added about 64,000 jobs. Scientific technical services added another 43. Government jobs were up about 56,000. Leisure and hospitality continues to recover from the pandemic. Pretty much across the board was some solid hiring, according to this report.
So a lot of good news in these service sectors of the economy. I gather a bit of a softer picture, say, in manufacturing, where the jobs actually went down.
Yeah, manufacturing jobs down about 2,000. And in some of the major industries like mining, quarrying, oil and gas, wholesale trade, that sort of thing, more or less flat. So not going the wrong way, not negative numbers, but not really adding jobs as robustly as some of those other categories.
Now, this being economics, Mike, we have to talk with both of our hands. On one hand, right, the employer survey that we've been talking about looks great from the worker perspective. But every month, there's a separate monthly survey of households. And that's a little bit more mixed. It looks like there's some softness in less traditional work, say, gig workers, independent contractors.
Yeah, and that household survey is the one that actually produces the unemployment rate. So we did see an uptick in the unemployment rate to 3.7% from 3.5%. And it's a bit of a puzzle as to why the discrepancy between what looks like a very hot job market from the establishment survey to a little bit of softness in the household survey. One thing to note is that the establishment survey that produces the number of jobs added is a much more bigger survey and considered statistically more accurate. Mm-hmm. It was funny, Paul Krugman, the economist and columnist at the New York Times, tweeted that basically the only conclusion is that the Labor Department is messing with our heads with this report. He's joking, but it gets to that notion that these two numbers aren't really jibing with each other this month.
Well, let's pursue some clarity, Mike, by stepping back. For months, we've been talking to you and others about how the labor market has been tight, you know, good for people looking, not so, it's much harder for employers to find people. Is the labor market still tight?
I think so. And I think another report we saw earlier this week with the number of job openings still above 10 million in the country. That is very high number of job openings. So there are still plenty of employers who can't find the workers they need.
Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, Scott.